Eugene McMenamin is in his second year as manager of North Tyrone Club Erne. He's a Donegal man but has big ambitions for this border club. But realistic expectations at the start of this year were more about survival than winning championships.
Well, we said at the start of the year, you know, and we looked at it, you know, we looked at the players we had, you know, and a few boys then mid-season went away on holidays and went career break or away for a year, you know, and injuries, and one of them went away to soccer, but we got them all back in the end. But I knew when I get them all back that we'd use the league games as a preparation for the championship matches, you know, because they're a talented bunch of guys, and it's great for the side of the county to really push on, you know, because it's badly needed. There's talent in the West, you know.
McMenamin is determined the final appearance won't just be an appearance. The work behind the scenes has been meticulous. The manager has pulled out all the stops to make the final one to remember.
Semi-final's a hard one. You know, final goes, takes his own course, you know. But no, Derry Loughlin watched them tonight again. We were playing in the league, and they're the same side as Eglish. You know, there's only a kick of the ball again, Eglish and them, you know, in the league previously there. So we have to sit down again and go through it again and work another plan for them, you know. And I mean, we'll celebrate tonight, no question about it, you know. And we'll take the next match as it comes. We'll just play it simple again and give it a go, you know.
Coming from the north of the county in a region where other sports also enjoy plenty of participation, it takes a bit of agreement and understanding. The big Donegal man, who expects to have everyone available for selection this coming Sunday for the clash with the Barrys, says it's all worked well.
I mean, we have a great relationship with the soccer, the boys playing soccer, you know, and we work at one with the other, you know, and there's no problem. There's no problem. The boys understand. They understand what the management team, the management team was putting forward at the beginning of the year, you know, and we understood the soccer. That's sport, amateur sport. You just can't dictate, you know.
The side's captain by Stephen Laverty, he admitted it after the semi-final victory over Eglish that perhaps only the Erne players believed that they could beat the Division 2 league leaders and reach a first intermediate final.
You know, nobody gave us a chance. I think the only boys that believed we could win was ourselves. Eglis, as you said, they're unbeaten all year. Like, they sort of set the standard in that division, and they beat us well when we played them in the league. But the way we've been training there, the way we've been preparing for this match, you know, everybody was confident going into it, and thank God it went our way on the day.
But says Laverty, there's no point in turning up for the final if you don't want to win it.
I don't think we ever got to an intermediate final before, so it's a first for the club, so, you know, history's been made, but there's no point getting that final and losing it, you know. Still a lot of hard work to do, and I've a couple of weeks now to prepare for Derry Loughlin, and you know, they've been good all year, and they beat us, or we drew with McLaren, sorry, but they won well the other night against their band too, so we'll have to up the game, because a performance like that there mightn't do again for the final, you know. We know that on our day, if we play well enough, we can beat anybody, you know, so we're all looking forward to the final there now. So
for Laverty, manager McMenamin and the Erne club, they're going into this game very much as the underdogs. But says McMenamin, it's one they're relishing.
It's great to be in the finals, first time, and you know, it's great for the fellas, great for getting a bit of success, you know.